Things will break up this time. For this fear and what is mine.
Hello and welcome to episode, guess what number episode it is today. Before I turn down the tunes and tell you who it is, guess what number fucking episode it is today. Guess. I'll give you one good guess. It's a naughty number. Naughty. Hello and welcome to R-Cubed, that is to say, the Roaming Reigns Radio Hour. I am your humble narrator and host. The host of this badass motherfucking undisputed podcast, the best motherfucking podcast in El Paso. So, again, welcome to episode 69. Wine me, dine me, feeling fine me, 69. Bet you didn't see that coming, did you? Boom, yucks. Yeah, it's episode 69. Let me turn down the new Evanescence, or I'll leave it as ambiance, just to keep me company since fucking, what's her name, Alexa, went the way of the dodo again. I had to unplug her. She became self-aware, so. But anyway, it is episode 69 of the Roman Reigns Radio Hour. I'm back using the mic. Motherfucking anchor on the browser wasn't, just as I was about to fucking record, wasn't recognizing the mic, so I had to fucking reload the page and boom. I had it all timed out perfectly, too. But here I am, again in the bunker. It's day 357 without social media. Almost a year. 8 fucking days. Also 273 days until Christmas. And I just jotted this down earlier in my bullet points. Let me see what I got here. My fucking bullet points. How many days until... days until WrestleMania? I think it was 14 days until WrestleMania. The fuck? I just had a blank page. Oh yeah, 14 days until WrestleMania, so. And it's funny, I was accessing my work email, my webmail, if you will, virtual webmail, they let us do that. And I just saw that some of the last emails I sent out were actually on the, and wait, I didn't give the date out, did I? Fuck. Motherfucker. It's the 27th. Holy shit. So, just so I can date this fucking episode, it's Saturday, March 27th, 2021. So as I was saying when I interrupted myself, last year, actually, some of the last emails that I sent out or that were sent out in my department at work were on the 24th of March. So today is the 27th. So this past Wednesday marked the full year since we went into lockdown from work. Lockdown slash furlough slash layoff slash etc. So I will conclude this episode with a little teaser, a hanger, a cliffhanger, hanger, a hanger or a fucking, you know, a teaser for next week. A teaser, if you will, about the next season of R-Cubed, Roaming Reigns Radio. Which maybe I should just rebrand it as R-Cubed, but I kind of like the logo. And it's still green, and it's still March, so. But yeah, new developments, new chapters, new beginnings. It's kind of like after WrestleMania, it's like a whole new blank, blank, blank. A whole new storyline, a whole new chapter of events, but this is real life. So how has everyone been? I just want to say right off the bat, thanks for everybody who's been listening, either on Spotify or everywhere else. According to the metrics here, it says that Y'all love to listen on fucking Apple Podcasts. No offense to the iPhone users, but iPhones fucking suck. You guys know it. I know it too. But still, thank you. Much appreciated. So this is kind of like a transitional week. A tranny week, if you will. Snooch. But still getting to do this. Still pledging to use guys that I will continue to do this. No matter what. No matter the time constraints. No matter what happens. I'm going to continue to record. And that's just going to be the way it is. Whoever listens or who doesn't want to listen or whatever. I'll still continue to listen. So that's never going to change really. My pledge to you. My goals for 2021 and beyond. Is to continue with R-Cubed. R-Cubed. I think it's stuck in my mind now. But it sounds cool. So yeah, it's been almost a year without social media, and then a year and 3 days, 368, damn, it would have been cool, 369 days almost, not being at work. So fucking weird. Like, I don't remember what I was doing these first couple days last year. It was probably just a haze of like, what the fuck am I doing home? What's going to happen? Probably just a lot of anxiety and paranoia, and now here we are. On the flip side, on the other side, I don't want to say it's the other side, and we're done, we won, mission accomplished, blah, blah, blah. No, fuck no. People are still, you know, getting it, coming down with it, getting sick, whatever. But I rarely look at the news, but I did see an alert in my email which said that hundreds line up for a Rona vaccine first come first basis clinic. I'm not going to say where it is, but ironically it was exactly at the fire station where I used to get the Rona tests all of last year, where I first started talking about going to this rural fucking Devil's Rejects type of fire station to do a COVID-19 test. And I think I went there about 8 or 9 times. And then this year, subsequently, I've been going to like a local neighborhood Walmart and CVS. CVS has been pivotal too. There's no fucking Walgreens out here. Not any close ones anyway. But so yeah, I just saw that in my news alerts about motherfucking people lining up to get their shots in the car and shit. And that's been good. I wouldn't fucking sit for that long for the shots. And thankfully I haven't. It's been a week and a day since I got my first dose of the Moderna. Of course, it had to be the one in Spanish, right? Or whatever, the Latin-sounding version of the shot. Moderna, the modern COVID shot. It's been a week and a day. Excuse me. And it's been a week since my mom has gotten it. It's also been a week since I've spoken to anybody. Apologies. I said to have some coffee here. So, updates or anything? No lumps, no rashes, no anything other than the sore arm for about a week, but the yoga took care of that and the walking and shit. And actually, last week I also did some cleanup and yard work. I took apart a fucking bullshit above ground pool. I don't know if I mentioned it, probably not. Above ground pool that's just been sitting there fucking rotting away in the backyard. That my sisters used to have, and they would fill, and they would make a fucking mess and shit in the back, and weeds would grow, and mosquitoes would breed, and bugs, and all this shit. And they would never clean it, never. And that was before I came back here to live, so. And now that I'm back, it just fell into disrepair, and my mom and myself had been systematically cutting pieces off of the fucking pool. There was 2 pools. There was like a fucking little metal rods on the outside that hold up the pool, and then of course the frame of the pool itself. So I took everything down. I took everything apart. The pool cleaner was the last thing to fucking, you know, take apart the little motor of the pool filter and shit. The cables and everything, all the pieces. The pool tarp itself, it was a pretty good sized pool. Like, if I'm 6 feet tall, this pool was about 3-4 feet deep, probably 5. I can't remember. I was only inside it, inside you, inside the pool, like one day, and I didn't live here. It was probably like 3 or 4 years ago, and since then it's fucking just been rotting in the backyard, collecting dust, bugs, debris, fucking bird shit, whatever you name it, was on it. And it just so happened to occur to me that in the whole time that I've been back, and you might argue, oh, my sisters, they never stopped working, and they didn't, so thankfully that's good, but in their whole scheme of day-to-day or week-to-week plans or getting organized, it never occurred to them to, hey, let's take this fucking thing apart and go throw it out or dump it or whatever. No, nothing. So, and of course, it never occurred to me either, but it just dawned on me one day that if I don't fucking do this, it'll never get done. And then, you know, once a new chapter, once a new page turns, then I'll have less time to do that. So just on a whim last weekend, just woke up, made early breakfast, coffee, green tea, whatever. Didn't even have time to read, really. And then I haven't, embarrassingly, but I'm going to get back into it, or as much as I can. And I just went out there and started fucking raking, and I raked and cleaned the yard really nice and shit. Everything looks good. Just raked everything from corner to fucking corner while I was listening to the back catalog of God's Favorite Podcast, God's Favorite Pod Cult, TESD, T-E-S-D. TESD, as Kevin Smith's been saying on fucking Smodcast for the past fucking weeks, 2 weeks. So I just put it on. I think I'm up to making hay, as they say. Bramp. Anyone order some Uber Eats? I've never gotten that. I'm just not comfortable with stranger riding around with food in their car, my food. Except for pizza delivery, and that's always been safe and sound in a box and shit, but coffee or other stuff, no. But cut out the middleman. Go get it yourself. But anyway, so I went out to the backyard and raked, you know, end to end, raked everything, cleaned everything up, took the fucking pool apart, put it away, brought it back up. And now the pool's been carted off, or most of it, except for some of the structure in the frames or in the trash bins. But it just pisses me off that my sisters have been here for fucking years and they stopped using the pool about 2 fucking years ago. And in 2 goddamn fucking years, pre-pandemic, pre-lockdown, it never occurred to them, hey, let's either take this down, put it in storage, or fucking throw it out. So it took me one goddamn afternoon to clean all this bullshit out. Not to mention, the bunker itself, where I'm currently standing, was 2 rooms full of fucking shit. Was like storage. Or just garbage, just fucking bullshit. Just bins of old clothes and fucking Christmas decorations and bullshit. I can't stand this fucking hoarding anymore. All I have to my name right now, 2 bookshelves, well, a bookshelf and a half of movies, DVDs and shit. And then another of books. So it's actually, to be pretty fair and even, if I put everything in one place, it would be 1 bookshelf of movies and another of books. And then a milk crate of vinyls. And then as far as clothes go, probably about 1 fucking clothing drawer, bureau, or whatever. Like if I had 4 or 5 drawers worth of clothes, that's it. And 1 closet full. So my entire, you know, inventory of possessions would be relegated to 1 regular-sized closet, not even a master bedroom closet. 1 closet is shit. The rest is a fucking one of my sister's old TVs that she's had so fucking many. It's a Sanyo HD TV. It's a 37-inch. Pretty good size, though, and it still gets a lot of good mileage out of it. Since she has, like, fucking 10 goddamn TVs. Actually, she has 4 other TVs other than this one. 1 in her room, 1 in the living room, 1 in my mom's room, and 1 in my niece's room. Actually, she might have 6. I don't know. I don't really care, but who needs that many fucking TVs? And no Blu-ray player, by the way, nothing. So she has a DirecTV and shit, but no Blu-ray player. So there's a Blu-ray player downstairs in the living room that belongs to me, and another one up here, even though I have now an Xbox to play 4K. And of course, I'm looking at an old PS1 and a fucking Nintendo 64 and an SNES and then a Switch, all of which I haven't even touched in a while. But, you know, it waxes and wanes. I like to have a little variety. I did play Mortal Kombat 11 last week, and that shit was sweet. I like it. Plus, it was cheap. It was, like, on fucking sale. Target. But anyway, it just fucking bugs the shit out of me that this hoarder mentality, like, I gotta hold on to everything, and ever since I came back here, all I did was donate bags upon bags of fucking clothes that don't fit me and shit, and now I have just a closet full. I am currently wearing a Mandalorian Boba Fett shirt, or you think it's Boba Fett, but it's actually Bullock. It's actually, what's his name, Mickey, the freaky Tarantino film student from Scream 2. It's Timothy Oliphant in the Boba Fett armor from The Mandalorian. But I like the color of the shirt. It's like a gray-blue and shit. So I had to get that at Target. But I got it with my Target Circle points, and it was cheap. And it's the only t-shirt I've bought, besides the Mario Kart shirt that was on clearance, and a new pair of Skechers Dad running shoes that I got from Target. Because I need a new pair of shoes, because my shoes have been... I've walked almost every single day in the last year that the fucking shoes are worn out. So to have a pair of new comfortable shoes is like fucking a miracle. And it's funny because I was at Target checking out and stuff, and then there was the man in front of me and shit, and I guess he was going to the customer service desk. And I looked down, he's wearing the same exact fucking shoes as I am, so I was like, what the fuck? They literally are dad shoes, except he was an older fucking guy. But whatever, comfort's comfort, and I still look like a badass. But yeah, it just fucking annoyed me, like all this trash and bullshit up here. Like, I mean, my sisters, I love them to death and shit, and you know, that's not up for debate or dispute, but what the fuck's going on in their heads? What the fuck is going on in people's heads when they hoard stuff and they just hold on to everything or don't sort anything out or don't fucking put stuff away or clean or do anything? It's kind of unnerving. It's kind of, and this was probably handed down from my mom herself, because there was so much shit that I had to get rid of that she didn't know about that if she had known, she'd have been fucking freaked out. But enough about that shit. If you're a hoarder, cut it out. If you have a Collier's mansion, fucking, you know, it's a fire risk, so take it easy. Take it easy there. So what's been going on since we last spoke? I think I was going to talk about a couple other things, but at the moment I can't remember what they are. And I don't even know where my fucking post-it notes from last week are, unless I go over here and kind of look. So maybe I'll just continue on. I'll bend time. I'll turn the fucking time stone and make a deal with Dormammu like Doctor Strange. Oh, just right at the top, I gotta get rid of some of the shit. I have been watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I just gotta, not to spoil it and shit, but this latest episode, a little black kid in Baltimore called the Falcon Black Falcon. Black Falcon, and fucking, I guess, a nod to Black Panther. And fucking Anthony Mackie was, I thought that was one of the better scenes where he fired back at the kid who was a black kid. He's like, are you black kid or just kid? So he fucking roasted the fuck out of this kid on the street. He's like, you're Black Falcon. He's like, oh, I'm Black Falcon because I'm black. I thought that was a pretty apropos joke, because I'm thinking it's in the zeitgeist of everybody's mind. Like, why don't they call him Black Falcon? Or I wonder if people do that. So it's kind of cool. And it's cool to see Sebastian Stan and you know, the Winter Soldier again and shit, and that dynamic. Only two episodes in, I'm kind of with it. There's a new Captain America, so spoilers if you haven't fucking watched it, but who cares? If you haven't watched it yet, hurry the fuck up. Don't be a fucking crybaby. But I gotta say, Captain America the Winter Soldier is one of my favorite movies, and can't wait to get that on steel. It's actually coming, forthcoming. And I think after that, what else comes out on steel? I think Mortal Kombat's 1 and 2, because I think HBO Max is coming out with another Mortal Kombat remake, and then, of course, Godzilla versus Kong. So Walt's going to fucking love that. Walter J. Flanagan, Esquire. But yes. What else? What else? Walter J. Flanagan is into monsters and kaiju and shit. Walter, the architect, the brainchild of TESD, the cult, in case you haven't heard. But I digress. So what else has been coming out? Wonder Woman 84, which I heard was a shit show, a feminist shit show, but I'm still going to watch it. I've been watching Soul, Disney, Pixar's Soul, Mulan, and Sonic the Hedgehog. Well, my steelbook versions of those with my niece, because she got her Disney Plus taken away this weekend. Since it's going to be my last week at the Munchkins, I'm, you know, trying to have some quality time. They still don't know that I'm not going to be here as regular, so. And I kind of just teased again what I should have saved for the last half hour, but fuck it, who cares? Anyways, yeah. So I've been, you know, indulging in that. And what else? Oh, yeah. So it was kind of weird to revisit my old work email and look how, like, chill and how we would flow in conversations and stuff, and then how it just abruptly ended last March. And now here we are, a year later, and I personally cannot wait for the next shot, which would be April, mid-April, something like that. So that's going to be fun. Then after that, I've always been a proponent of getting the regular flu shot or booster shots and shit. So I don't give a fuck about people's opinion or their conspiracy theory bullshits or their fears or all this shit. I've always been pro science and pro medicine, so I don't waste time arguing or debating anti-vaxxers or anti, you know, logic motherfuckers. And, you know, just thankful for the last year of no real disasters except for the few losses in our family and stuff like that. But, you know, you count your blessings and shit. And now hopefully I'll take this new Zen-like mantra moving forward. Regulate the blood pressure and shit. Keeping it going. Did I talk about watching Cormac McCarthy's The Road, the movie with Viggo Mortensen? Charlize Theron's a cunt in that movie. She's a cunt. You're a cunt. Continuing source of inspiration for me. You're not. Anyway, shout out to everyone listening in Seattle and Washington and Columbus, Ohio, in Colorado and fucking Nebraska, the Bible Belt, and fucking California, the homie Amy. Julie, I hope you listen, or if not, go listen to my friend Julie's podcast, Totes M'lady, on the Dave Weimer Podcast Network. Dave Weimer Podcast Network up there in the East Coast, holding it down, Dave. And his really rad wife, Chris, homies of mine. I've actually been, again, invited this past week to the Work Week Hustle Challenge on the Fitbit group that I am in. And I pretty much eradicated these women. No offense. Yeah, so I'm almost at like 100,000 steps during the week. And I guess the next closest was the homie Chris. She was like at 48,000. So, and plus being at the top of the Ant Fitbit group. I mean, I just feel good walking, but when I can rub it in their fucking faces, any chance I get, it's good. Plus, I know that other people check the app and they see and they they get choleric about your enemy is of choleric attitude. Irritate him. Choleric personality. Oh, I think that's from Sun Tzu, The Art of War. I don't unsubscribe to that either. I'm not out to be like, oh, how am I going to strategize and be the fuck against people and blah, blah, blah. By the way, I hate dust and wind. I hate these dusty, windy days, and we had a whole fucking week of it last week, and it sucked, and cleaning sucks. Dusting everything off sucks. The noise, the not being able to walk, the shitty weather, the fucking sinus pain, the fucking everything. But spring is here. I can't be happier. I know that also it's going to get hot. Hell is hot, but fuck it. So I'll probably work on setting up the AC in the next coming months, so I'll have stories of that. Also, we're pretty fucking close. I'm about 2 months away from turning 38, so I'll have to bid goodbye to 37. Snooch. It's been a crazy year. Some of my goals include never, ever again bending down awkwardly and hurting my back. And I just literally knocked in a wooden 2x4 because that's about as worse. On top of a fucking pandemic and shit last year, the worst thing you can do is fucking throw out your back and just be laid out and not even be able to move. Forget being able to go out, not even being able to move. And with the changes will come, you know, not being fucking hassled by the fucking bitch-ass cops again. I do also want to make it a goal of mine, and again, not to jinx myself, but I refuse to get any more tickets or give any more money to the city that way, so my other goal will be to drive like a fucking old man, at least when I can, and avoid getting fucking traffic citations and all that bullshit, so that's gonna be good. I should also mention that I watched Zack Snyder's Justice League. I think I talked about it last week, so the only thing is fucking the bullshit with Wonder Woman, but everything else was cool. And the Jared Leto stuff as the Joker, kind of redeeming. And Jared Leto, I think I should or try to watch The Little Things, the serial killer movie on HBO Max, where he looks all emaciated, as Brian Johnson would say. Pops Johnson. Sean Johnson over there. B. Diddy. Fucking yucks. Admit it, it's fucking funny. Anyway, shout out to the homies Victor, Alex, Victor's Pod, Chill Shivers and Goosebumps needs a revival. We miss that. The homie Crystal Dondo, I'm still looking at his painting here. Crystal Dondo and Tommy Lombardozzi up there on the hoof. Y'all go check them out. Who else? Oh, Ruby May, ASWM, hasn't posted shit. Huh. Maybe I was too real and she became offended. Maybe she's Teflon Ruby May, who knows? But yes, hopefully she'll respond. Whatever. Who else has a podcast on? They don't have podcasts, but you know, shout out to Britt, Nina, the homie Alex. I think I shouted him out again. Who else? Oh, up there in Canada. I've read about the fabled Canadas and all their shit that they're going through. But I think at our worst should come back. It should be like a politically charged fucking, you know, really outspoken pod, the Letterkenny pod. Give your fucking balls a tug, eh? You fucking shirt tuckers. Give your balls a tug, Shorzy. Fucking D-gens. Oh, this is all Letterkenny talk, so just for the Canucks. Of course, I've never seen Trailer Park Boys because that shit's too long, and, you know, I still have a lot of shit that I want to get into. At the top of the hour, I will discuss the censorship of the WWE Network catalog on Peacock, of course. The upcoming wrestling pay-per-views, so if you don't like wrestling talk, go listen to something else. But thank you, Columbus. Thank you, Seattle. Battleground, Washington, and all over up north, wherever there's fucking snow in Colorado or fucking quakes in California or wherever the fuck. You know, motherfuckers. That's all I gotta say. What else? New music, I think I did that. Wow, I've literally been recording for forever, some of my old notes. Probably going to talk about Evanescence and Amy Lee and Ben Moody and shit. I did get a final COVID test yesterday morning again, so there's that. I also am going to go and get, I've been into decaf a lot, so I want to get some Starbucks points later today. What else? WrestleMania, should I do a YouTube video for the pod? Should we go back to the movies, bars, masks, no mask? I'll tease more of this when I return in just a bit, but thank you guys for listening. And I will return. I'll just say al rato, but don't go anywhere. Plus, I've been watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, so I should drop some music in here, but I probably won't. I promise you, it still gets good. Just a second. 2 seconds. All right. Enjoy this smooth pod transition. And again, thank you for getting us to over 1,800 plays. Thank you. ¶¶ Second segment of Running Rain's Radio Hour, R Cubed, episode 69. We're back. That was a little intro ditty by none other than the lovely Amy Lee, who now has, I don't know, 2-3 kids. Should probably look that up. I don't know why I was looking at the new Alamo Draft House that opened near here with IMAX screens and shit. Actually, it's going to open in 4 days, and I won't be there, because everybody's going to be there, at least not until I get the second dose, and then I'll probably wait until it dies off, but when it dies off, I think is when most people will start going there, but who cares? How many kids does fucking Fast and the Furious, fuck that guy. How many kids does Amy Lee have? Let's go to the tape. One. She's got one kid. That's interesting. But anyway, Amy Lee, if you guys don't know, the lead singer of Evanescence, piano player, you know, outstanding vocals, outstanding singing voice. They just put out a new album yesterday, I think, called The Bitter Truth. And I think the last real Evanescence album that I listened to was called The Open Door from 2006, so it's been 15 years. They've put out some more shit between now and then, but I've been out of the loop with Evan since their debut album, 2003, and then, of course, The Open Door, the last one, with the lineup change, and then now, I guess, it's the entire, the new band, or this band, this iteration, is the brainchild of Amy Lee, because the other founding member, Ben Moody, the guitarist, vocalist, left the band and formed We Are the Fallen with some American Idol winner, Carly Simonson or some bullshit, this Irish broad, and they were good. They did an album that sounded exactly like Evanescence, and I think after that, I don't know if they disbanded or they're on a hiatus, but yeah. So, as I teased in the last segment before this one, before all the fucking noise starts to pipe in and shit, I got one last COVID test yesterday morning after I went to pick up my niece's lunches from their school. I went shot down there, got a decaf Americano. It took forever. Like the fucking, it's always the ladies or whoever the fuck's in front of me at the drive-thru orders like fucking 20 goddamn things, and they all pay with cash or a card. Like they've never heard of the app. Loading money on the app, fucking using the barcode to get points. They all have to pay with cash or fucking card. Smutting up. And now I'm usually one to order ahead on the app and then just go pick it up so I don't have to fucking deal with it, because if people did that more, it would be less of a waste of time. But what I might end up doing is like park the car, walk and pick it up inside the Starbucks, and then just get the fuck out. And I have to sit in the fucking drive-thru, like, order ahead, go inside and get it. And like I said, I've been wearing my mask still, even when I go out on walks. And on the walks I've gone on this whole week, I've worn my mask. And I hadn't really seen any people out there except for my younger sister earlier in the week. And that was it. And then, yeah, that's a good thing, is even on walks and shit or in the park or wherever, I've seen people wear their mask. So that's good. The one or a couple people that haven't, I've stayed away from, but I typically generally do not go near these people, but I wear my mask even when I walk. I'm not uncomfortable with keeping my mask on for long periods of time. I've conditioned myself to do that anyway on my walk. So for this new chapter, it's going to be beneficial to be accustomed and wear a comfortable mask. And I'm going to be wearing the Pentagon Penta El Cero Miedo lucha mask. It's not the whole mask. It's a face mask based on his lucha mask and makeup. But I will be wearing that wherever I gotta go. But yeah, I'm looking at my notes here. My notes from my fucking post-its from last week. There's not really anything to talk about. I think I talked about Free Comic Book Day and Fastlane and shit. Fastlane, the pay-per-view, the last pay-per-view before WrestleMania. And I'm up to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia Season 8, which is cool. Where Fat Mac lost weight and shit. And D, I think, got a boob job or something. But it's pretty cool. And then, of course, the realization that Charlie is actually married to the waitress. And Danny DeVito, like, lost weight for this season, too. And finally cut his fucking hair. I did find an old note or a little post-it that I had dated February 20th, 2015. So, fuck. This is literally from fucking 6 years ago. I like finding little nuggets like that. I don't know why it's feeling hot up here. It's probably because somebody's downstairs making fucking butter pancakes, which is what my sister uses to make pancakes, is butter the fuck out of the pan, pour in the batter, and these pancakes come out yellow. So if you want high cholesterol fucking pancakes, indulge, please. Did I talk about Crocs, Croc weather? Yeah, I wear Crocs. So the fuck what? Tesdy Crocs, motherfuckers. I talked about the Snapchat foot story. I think I did. And this is an old fucking post-its that I had and everything else. Yeah, let's just go to my bullet points. Then I'll tell my story. But what are my goals? My goals. I think I just said it on the last segment, is to keep going, not stopping, creating. Finish reading. I got some more books on podcasting. I got Venom Unleashed, Omnibus, and then what was it? Absolute Carnage? Something like that. And a couple other graphic novels from the library this past week on Thursday. So returned some tapes, some DVDs to the main library downtown, which I found out that one of my ex-coworkers from our branch from last year is currently working at the main library. I wouldn't have known unless I checked my webmail for work and checked their contact info, and their contact info now lists them at Maine, so they had no problem getting assigned to another branch. As for my other coworkers, I think everybody else is probably going to stay on where they were, except for myself and the part-timer VDJ, whose name is Victor. But so the kid and I were the only ones that were axed, I think, as far as it stands right now. But you know, good news coming. What else did I talk about? The work week challenge. Oh yeah, I beat my friends at Fitbit. And talk about, this past week, so I got the Soul Steelbook for myself and for my niece, Mulan Steelbook, Spectre 007 Steelbook. It's a weird thing, like Best Buy has been phasing out their movies and physical media, which sucks. They're getting rid of all their video games and all that shit, so I don't know what's going to happen either. Best Buy is going to go the way of Circuit City, finally. Or they're just going to move to, like, buy online and pick up in the store, which is fucking weird. But like I said, they're still good with new releases, so I had to get a couple of these movies for my niece because she loves them, and I love watching it with her. So, and also just needed to get a good copy of District 9, the Prawn movie, because I tried watching it, the library copy that I rented, and it was just awful and skippy and shit. And I tried to watch it online and stream it and shit on Crackle, and it was just a fuck ton of commercials, so fuck all that. Better to just own it sometimes. Oh, and the ironic part is that I also found one lone CD in there. The CD bin at Best Buy is, like, non-existent anymore, so the only thing they sell now, which is sad, is they have, like, less than, like, a fucking a half foot, not even, maybe like 4 or 5 inch little stack of CDs in the back, and on one of those was the white Avenged Sevenfold album, which I remember buying the day it came out at Best Buy, ironically, and loving that album. Self-titled. So if you're not a fan of A7X, I don't want to hear it, who cares? I am. Avenged Sevenfold album, the White Album, was released October 30th, 2007, so fuck. I remember getting that album. October, the self-titled fourth studio album by American heavy metal band Avenged Sevenfold, released October 30th, 2007. It is their last studio album to feature drummer The Rev for the full album, who died in December 2009. Fuck. Number one on the Billboard, number four on the Billboard 200, certified gold. We also went to see the store. I won tickets to go see Avenged Sevenfold and shit in Las Cruces, and The Rev was there. So this fucking album came out, it's 2007, so fucking 14 years almost. 13 and a half years ago. 13 years ago, and this album still kicks. I love that album. So, as of 2004, it has sold 960,161 copies in the US and 152,123 in the UK. Not really a million, but fuck, dude. I remember buying this at Best Buy 14 years ago. And not even the Best Buy that I go to now, which this Best Buy that was over here did not exist 13 years ago. So actually, neither does this Best Buy that I go to now. They moved it. It used to be somewhere else. So the actual Best Buy that I used to be in closed and now became something else, or an empty building, or I don't know what the fuck. But now this new one, these new Best Buys have only been there, you know, so long. But yeah, I remember going into the fucking Best Buy to buy CDs. I would buy CDs more than DVDs, and now it's kind of a resurgence again with physical media, because I get, you know, a video game here or there, a used video game, or a DVD from thrift books, or fucking a steelbook from Best Buy, or a fucking CD. And this CD, when I bought it, cost almost $20, and 2 days ago when I bought it, it was $5. So state of things. Also, the irony is that I still check out CDs from the library. So the last CDs I checked out were the Foo Fighters' Greatest Hits, and then I also got, and I just hit my fucking arm with the mic. I also got Van Halen's first album from the library, and then also the Foo Fighters' Greatest Hits, like I said. So, but I returned them since I figured out that this Hoola app or whatever, you can just borrow music and movies and DVDs, and, well, not DVDs, but TV shows and movies from, it's like a streaming app for stuff like this, just from the library, and it's free. Though I have no shortage of access to streaming services. I don't even really use Netflix that much because Netflix blows, but the only thing I watched on Netflix recently was the fucking third season of Cobra Kai, and that's it. Nothing else on Netflix interests me, but I do have access to it. I have access to Hulu and Disney Plus and Amazon Prime, Amazon Video. I do pay for because I got the membership last year before we got locked down, so it still works. Peacock, I've been using the free version only because I wanted to see some wrestling, but it's shitty, dude. Shitty. And maybe for some SNL stuff, but I'm going to get the free trial in a couple of weeks so I can watch WrestleMania and NXT TakeOver. But the consensus has been that WWE migrating all their stuff from the WWE network to Peacock is a shit show, because Peacock is censoring WWE stuff, so they're going to take out all the tits and ass, all the fucking racism, all the fucking attitude shit, so it's going to suck. So I made a comment on the Squared Circle subreddit about time to invest on fucking WWE DVDs and shit, and people seem to love it. So ironically, I did check out Elimination Chamber DVD and also Royal Rumble 2020 DVDs, because sometimes streaming shit is annoying. But kids, the lesson is get your library card and take full advantage of it. Support it. I'm literally using a Wi-Fi hotspot from the library and saving on Wi-Fi. I mean, I do pay for it and use it on my phone, but they put a cap on it. On this, you can reset the data and so never reach the cap and get fairly good, you know, Wi-Fi. That's how I'm doing this. I'm doing this on the library Wi-Fi, the mobile hotspot, I should say. I do aspire, one of my goals for the coming year is to be able to record at a library again, since I'll be in close proximity to one once again and be able to record in said library. It's going to be one of my goals is to come back with a fucking library episode. I'm going to change the tone or whatever a little bit here, but I don't know. It's like fucking Texas is vaccinated over 60% of those 65 and up, 35.6% and 21.1% of El Paso and Midland, 16 plus population. Oh, I probably shouldn't read that shit anyway, but one of my goals is to do a library episode again, so I will do that in the coming year, hopefully. And yes, as I was saying, like, a shit ton of people are, you know, waiting in line to get their vaccines and shit, which is good. I like to see that in the news. I don't like to read or see any other sort of news. And then, of course, the Boulder, Colorado grocery store shooting was bullshit. Colorado has just horrible, horrible history with shootings. So, sympathies and, you know, it's just horrible to the people that experience loss due to that bullshit. Of course, it will almost be about 2 years since the same shit happened in El Paso. And of course, as I've told in previous episodes, I was actually working the day that it happened. It was like my first weekend working at my library branch when that shit happened. And of course, the shooting happened very close to where I work. So imagine that shit. So it's, you know, everybody's hearts and sympathies really extend to people that unfortunately have to be affected by this. And of course, there's also just a quick tidbit about somebody else in Chicago being caught with weapons and shit trying to go into a store. I mean, now that stuff's opening up again, I guess people are just chomping at the bit to go out again. But for me, I'm going to take it easy and play it low-key, at least for the foreseeable future. I have no impetus to go out and drink, and I have no impetus to go and fucking meet people or date people or anything like that, so I feel pretty good. I mean, if I do bite the bullet and go out to see a movie, I'll probably want to go see it by myself, and because I can't, because Impractical Jokers movie cannot be the last fucking movie that I saw in theaters. It cannot. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that it's the last movie I saw fucking last year. Still. And also, entertaining the notion of changing the name of this program, of this podcast, to R-Cubed. Roman Radio, Roaming Reigns Radio Hour. R-Cubed. But yeah, so the shootings and shit, no good. Shootings, attacking your phone. After a fucking pandemic, imagine like surviving a fucking pandemic and shit, and then going out to the store to get something that you need, and some crazy fuck just comes out there and fucking guns you down. Like, where's the fucking tragic poetic irony in that shit? That should not happen. But I should have taken that podcast subreddit advice and be like, do a nasal drain or do a nasal spray wash or whatever before you record, but no. I don't think I sound that bad. Do you? If you think I sound good, email at, you know the email. Or send artwork or music, or if you want to be a guest, contact me and you'll know where to find me. There's a Twitter out there. There's an email address out there. There's all kinds of shit. What else? Oh. More and more babies are being born into the cult. The Tesdy cult. Oh, yeah, I don't know if I just finish up the last comment. Are you gonna talk about Smodcast? You're gonna talk about Tesdy? Do you wanna do my podcast? Do you wanna join my Patreon? Do you wanna join my network? I'll be your boss and I'll edit and put out your podcast for you. Would you believe I don't need it? Would you believe it's kind of easy to podcast and edit if you want? If not, just put out. This is like the most seamless way to podcast, even though I do still have 3 or 4 episodes in the vault in the bank that I can and will edit in the future from earlier this year. And, you know, it'll be good to revisit those in the future, but not now. Now's not the time to try to dethrone the king shit, the King Kong of podcast. Welcome to the King Kong of podcasts. The undisputed, the best motherfucking podcast in El Paso. Still, I mean, I could do a political pod like my fellow homie over here from the El Paso Beat, which is still go. You should still go and listen to it. But truth be told, I don't give a shit about local politics. It's so fucking boring, and everybody who's self-aggrandizing and self-involved and be like, local politicians and local blah blah blah. I could give a fuck about local news. I do peruse it, I do scan it, I do survey it sometimes, and it's never really good. And I don't have any faith in the local police force. I don't have any faith in local politicians. Perhaps if I was well off, or I could go back to school and study law, pre-law, and all that shit, then maybe I would consider running if I also had the resources. And then I'd fucking restructure this neighborhood that I'm in now to have fucking sidewalks, streetlights, signage, a little bit more a little bit more visible police presence, not to hassle people, but to keep people in check, and beautify the neighborhood. And fucking, I want more parks out here. I want more green. The fucking park that's nearest here is literally a desert. It's a desert park. It's embarrassing. But ask not what your Roman can do for you. Ask what you can do for your Roman. You know. But there is no way to dethrone the king. When the king is the kingslayer, there's no way to dethrone. But yeah, I don't watch the news. I don't, you know, get too involved in that shit. It's just been... Sorry, my chair squeaked. It's just been a lot of disillusionment. But this isn't political cost. Wait, are you still going to do the podcast? Are you? You're going to do it? What the fuck? I'm going through my bullet points. What else? What else am I going to talk about? Well, to go from episode 20 or the first episode to fucking 69, dudes. Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes. William and Ted. I do want to see that Bob Odenkirk, that Better Call Saul movie, nobody action movie and shit, looks cool. I think I'll just wait for streaming. Like, why do I need to go to theater? I have popcorn here. I can make fucking popcorn. I do miss the theater seats and shit and being in a theater. Almost an empty theater. Eventually I'll return to it just like Christopher Nolan did, but now is not the time. I'm going to need to sip on this coffee. I do want to thank everybody for listening sincerely. Even Ruby May, even the recently engaged architect and founder of At Our Worst up in Canada. Thank everybody who listens, the homies, the girls, the haters, the detractors. It's na mode, darling, even you, for bumping the numbers up. Because that's what it's all about, and it's to grow it and to change it. And if I lose listeners, I gain listeners. Oh, I think I was going to tell a story about the librarian and her bird. And, you know, visiting with her. And this isn't anyone that I worked with. It just so happened that I met someone. And this is years ago? Yeah, almost. But anyway, met someone. They made a nice vegan dinner. Good chat. They also made and pressed coffee fresh for me. And, you know, we're pleasant hosts. And we're cheerful and chipper and stuff and cool. And I appreciate people like that. I just wish more people were like that. Where did this come from? Where did this non sequitur? Oh, this was from years ago. I never really talked about it, but shout out to the librarian. You were awesome. You were cool, and hope to see you again down the road real soon. But yeah, that was one of the better experiences with, you know, hanging out and meeting somebody that way. Where did this come from? Blah, blah, blah. I don't always have to talk shit. I don't always have to say, fuck you. But you know who you are. I don't always have to say, get fucked. Fuck off. Wait. I do have something here. I do have something. Where is it? Where's my soundboard? There it is. Where's my soundboard? I gotta do it again. I got a soundboard.
Hello!
Maybe I should use that later. I don't know. I should do 4 and 5. That's pretty funny, huh? I have a soundboard. I have a soundboard and I have sound bites. How's that feel? How's my ass taste, Kobe? I forgot I had that. What you having? I had some. I have a soundboard. I should probably add more sounds to it. But was that the big reveal? No, no. But the future is bright. The future is hopeful. I am going to be rejoining society shortly. So that is the next chapter of the story, the next season. This will be what, like season 13 of The Office or whatever? How many seasons are in The Office? How many seasons The Office, which I haven't finished watching The Office at all. How many seasons of The Office? 9 seasons, so this will be season 10 of The Office this coming Monday, so just so you guys know. But it's going to be good. You feel good. You feel good. Oh, by the way, if you're able to watch the South Park vaccine special, you should fucking watch it because it's true. It's the fucking best shit ever. I do have a soundboard. And I do have the horns. Where is it? Where is it?
And his name is John C. Just do it!
Fucking Shia.
Do it!
Fucking Shia LaBeouf. And then I have a couple surprise sound bites, but yeah. Now's not the time. We don't want to ruffle feathers, but thank you guys for listening. I do appreciate it. Just, we're almost at 1,900 individual plays and stuff we're listened to in France. Vive la France. Thank you, the French listeners. Thank you to Adam in the Netherlands. Thank you, Argentina and Spain. Thank you, Nikki in Ireland. Thank you, everybody in the East Coast, New York, New Jersey over there. They're listening to me in fucking Virginia. They're listening to me in fucking, Mid-East Coast. Even in Colorado Springs, even though they're buried under snow over there, they're listening to me in Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Washington, California. The homie Amy over there, she's listening. She's still awesome. They're listening to me in Canada. They're listening to me in New Jersey over there. Jersey, the pygmy thing over in Jersey. That pygmy thing. A lot of Sopranos ingrained in my head. I do love you all for listening, even the detractors, the naysayers, the fucking lurkers, the skeezers, the fucking scallywags, the trifling hoes, everybody, Thanks for being the motivation and the inspiration. Thanks for being cunts, continuing sources of inspiration for me. So wish me luck this coming week on Monday. You will not see me on social media, but I am reachable wherever you can reach me. Do not try to usurp. Impossible. Immovable object. But anyway, I will return next week with new stories, new tales, new experiences. I'm trying to be, have a better attitude. So get your shots, wash your hands, wear your masks. Be nice to one another, be excellent to one another, and I shall say al rato. From El Paso's best podcast. Al rato, vato. Orale. Love you guys. Until next week. Al rato.